Friends, we are happy that all of you have come to join in these exercises with us today. The program will proceed as printed without further announcement.
Let us pray. O God, to whom belong adoration and praise, prepare us through the active presence of Thy Spirit to come before Thee worthily and to ask of Thee rightly, and enlighten our understanding, purify our every desire, quicken our wills into instant obedience to Thy Word, and strengthen every right purpose. Direct this hour of worship to the magnifying of Thy name and to the enduring good of us, Thy children and servants, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Declaration of Purpose. Dearly beloved, this building, which by the favor of God and the labor of man has been completed and set in use, embodies the obligation of each generation to impart its treasures of wisdom and knowledge to the generations following. For the fulfillment of this task, we need not only the best that men can do, but above all, the blessing of Almighty God. Let us therefore bring to Him our praises, our prayers, on behalf of those who by their gifts or their services shall unite in fulfilling the purpose for which this building is prepared.
Praise God from whom all things flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
The scripture lesson. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble.
Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold.
For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired cannot be compared to it.
But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding?
Behold, the fear of the Lord, and wisdom, and the heart of people to understand.
This building to be dedicated to the service of Almighty God in the enlightenment of His children and in honor of Terry Sanford, first chairman of the Board of Trustees, governor of North Carolina, educational statesman.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we dedicate this men's residence hall to the Holy Ministry of Education in honor of Terry Stanford as a place of fellowship, spiritual enrichment and enlightenment, a place of rest and relaxation for students in the midst of the rigorous and exhaustive pursuits of academic goals. We dedicate this building to the spiritual enrichment of all who shall come here in pursuit of knowledge. We dedicate this building to the broadening of mental horizons and the deepening of knowledge, that young and old may be awakened and informed. We dedicate this building to Christian fellowship and to recreation of mind and body. We dedicate ourselves anew to that service of our fellow men, wherein can best be performed our true service of God, in obedience to the Spirit of the Master when he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself." Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose eyes are ever toward the righteous, and whose ears are ever open unto their cry, graciously accept, we pray thee, this building which we now dedicate to thee, to thy service and to thy glory, that in it love and wisdom may unite to make plain the path of knowledge to those who gather here. And we beseech thee, receive us, thy servants, who here dedicate ourselves anew to thee and to those offices of fellowship and goodwill in which thou art well pleased. Grant that those who come here may come with pure minds, upright purpose, and steadfast endeavor to learn and to do thy holy will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
President Weaver,
President
Dixon, ladies and gentlemen, this to me is a very awkward situation in which to have to make a speech, and I'm glad that Dr. Weaver comes on last because I know he will know exactly what to say and he'll sum it up just right, and whatever he says I will adopt as my statement too. Because as I thought about what to do here and what to say and how to go about it, I concluded if I looked too pleased about this whole proposition, you would think I was very vain, and that if I pretended not to be pleased, you'd think I was some kind of a snob, and that if I prepared a formal speech to be released, that would look mighty pompous, and if I didn't say anything, that would look ungrateful, and if I didn't show up, that would look rude, and having shown up, I don't know what to say. I can only say that in spite of the name of this dormitory, that this college will in any event succeed. I think it will succeed because of what Stacy Weaver has done, moving as he has from open fields to the creation here of buildings and a faculty and a student body. And while it's true that he had the help of many, his leadership has put here, in short order, a campus almost completed and a student body on its way to becoming a distinguished student body. This did indeed start out a very few years ago as a dream in a cotton field. And today it's no longer a risk in which we are asking people to invest their money and their time. And no longer is this an unknown quantity. We do know that it's going. We do know that it's an institution worthy of support. And we do know that it is a success and it is contributing what we had hoped it would. And though no longer is it a risk, and no longer is it unknown in terms of what it can accomplish, it remains a dream, and I hope that all of us will be determined that we move forward toward the fulfillment of that dream. Thank you.
Will you bow your heads for the benediction? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
You ready? The program of dedication of Weaver Hall is outlined on the mimeographed sheets that you have. And so, beginning with the invocation by Reverend V.E. Queen, a member of the Board of Trustees, the program then will proceed according to the schedule without further introduction.
Let us all pray. Blessed and glorious Lord God Almighty, by whose power, wisdom, and love all things are sanctified, enlightened, and made perfect, be merciful unto us and bless us, we beseech thee, and cause thy face to shine upon us, that what we do now may please thee and show forth the honor of thy name. Amen. Dearly beloved, this building, which by the favor of God and the labor of man has been completed and set in use, embodies the obligation of each generation to impart its treasures of wisdom and knowledge to the generations following. For the fulfillment of this task, we need not only the best that men can do, but above all, the blessings of Almighty God. Let us therefore bring to him our praises and our prayers on behalf of those who by their gifts of their services shall unite in fulfilling the purpose for which this building is prepared.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise
for God. You are God's field, God's building. According to the commission of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and another man is building upon it. Let each man take care how he builds upon it, for to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these things are yours and abound, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wisdom hath builded a house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars.
But now wisdom cried, and understanding put forth her voice.
She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of paths.
She cried to the kings, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors.
Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
O ye simple, understand wisdom, and be proved, ye of an understanding heart.
We present this building to be dedicated to the service of Almighty God and the enlightenment of His children, and in honor of Lucius Stacy Weaver, the builder and first president of Methodist College.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we dedicate this women's residence hall to the Holy Ministry of Education in honor of Lucius Stacy Weaver, as a place of fellowship, spiritual enrichment, and enlightenment, a place of rest and relaxation for students in the midst of rigorous and exhaustive pursuits of academic goals. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. We dedicate this building to the spiritual enrichment of all who come here in pursuit of knowledge. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. We dedicate this building to the broadening of mental horizons and the deepening of knowledge, that young and old may be awakened and informed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We dedicate this building to Christian fellowship and to recreation of mind and body. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We dedicate ourselves anew to that service of our fellow men, wherein can best be performed our true service of God, in obedience to the spirit of the Master when he said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose eyes are ever toward the righteous and whose ears are ever open unto their cry, graciously accept, we pray thee, this building which we now dedicate to thee, to thy service and to thy glory, that in it love and wisdom may unite to make plain the path of knowledge to those who gather here. And we beseech thee, receive us, thy servants, who here dedicate ourselves anew to thee and to those offices of fellowship and goodwill in which thou art well pleased. Grant that those who come here may come with pure minds, upright purpose, and steadfast endeavor to learn and to do thy holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Mr. Sanford and friends, I express appreciation to the Board of Trustees, not only for myself, but on behalf of the members of my family,
for the honor which you have done me in decreeing that this building shall bear my name. If men are to have monuments of steel and stone, I know of none more appropriate or more pleasing to me than a habitation which is alive and vibrant with young people. It is my belief and hope that this building will continue to serve many generations of young women long after this humble servant shall have departed from mortal scene. Let them find here a home away from home, a bridge between adolescence and womanhood, where they may grow in stature and wisdom and in favor with God and all mankind. Let this building be for them a haven from the storms which so often beset the pathway of youth, a quiet place to refresh body, mind, and spirit, a place of opportunity to form lasting friendships, to study and to learn, that they may bring to full fruition all of the potentialities with which nature and nature's God has endowed them. While this building is today being dedicated in my honor, its real dedication is to the glory of God and the ennoblement of young womanhood. Let it be so utilized.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift upon you the light of his countenance and give you peace both now and evermore. Amen.